Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Transparency Therapy. My name is Andrea, and we're currently on day 16 of Everyday January. And we talk about mental health here and how to build a better relationship with yourself. And I am currently working on a few little projects for you guys to just bring in some better content, some exciting stuff, and I hope that you stick around to hear more. Today, I'm having a bit of a day. I couldn't really find a word to describe it, but to be honest, I don't have the energy to really talk about the things we normally talk about here. And I hope that's a bit of a lesson in self-care for you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about my cats because I love them and I like to talk about them. So I have two cats. One of them's name is Guinness, and he is gray and white. And then my other cat is Lady. And she kind of has like orangey brown and black. She looks like a little tiger. Maybe not a tiger, like a leopard. I don't know. One of those things. They have great personalities. Can't believe I'm talking about this. But I have always wanted pets my whole life. And I never had, and then now I do, since I've had them since last March. And they bring a lot of joy to my life. And I think it's really great to have pets. And I'm going to tell you why. First reason, it makes me happy looking at them. Because they're like a creature that's alive, and they just like to kind of be in the same room as me, and that's super comforting. Like right now, I'm lying on my couch, and then Lady's kind of sitting up on the couch just behind me. She's grooming herself, and then Guinness is just like sleeping on the little cat pole perch thing. And it's just kind of like you have this little fan club that follows you around your house. And it's awesome. Another reason I like them is because they're warm when you hug them, and they're cuddly, and sometimes they stay on you when you hug them. And that's really sweet and nice, and it makes me happy. And sometimes they kind of just sleep right on you, and it's like this pressure that's really nice and comforting. And you feel them purring, so it's like super comforting, and it's like this little vibration that's very soothing. I also like that they kind of have a lesson for you in self-care, because you see them do what they need for themselves. When they're hungry, they eat. When they need to go to the bathroom, they go to the bathroom. When they want to sleep, they sleep. And then they tell you when they need something because they'll meow at you. And sometimes if I find myself really disconnected, you know, they just come and they remind me that I'm here. Like I'll be lying on my bed kind of in the land of dissociation and I don't know where, and then all of a sudden a cat will jump up and be like, meow, Andrea, what's going on? And I'll be like, oh, hello, cat. And I don't know why, but it makes me cry when that happens. Like, I feel like I almost forgot them, or I feel like, thank you for bringing me back down to earth. And it's like, they just remind me, like, hey, you're okay. I'm here. Oh, Guinness has turned around and he is now giving me a stare. He's a bit creepy, actually. He does these weird stares. Ladies just grooming, like always. Yeah. So they're older cats. They're 7 and 6, and they've been together forever. And I adopted them because, well, I'm not gonna get into the story, but they needed a new home, and I took them in. And I wasn't sure at first because I had never really gotten to know cats, and I didn't understand how wonderful they were. I thought that only dogs were the ones that were super affectionate, but cats are so loving and cuddling. And if any of you have cats, you know what I mean. And I don't find them aggressive at all. I don't know if it's just these cats, but they're not jerks like a lot of people think cats are. It makes me mad now when I hear that. They're so gentle and loving, and they know when I'm sad because they come and see me. And I like that there's two of them and they can keep each other company. And when they're scared, they both go and hide under the bed with each other and comfort each other. It's very sweet. And they groom each other sometimes. It's like they're a support system for each other. That's another lesson to learn from them. And I love coming home and seeing them greet me at the door. That is the most magical thing, and it makes me very happy. And in the mornings, I love having cuddles with them. Yep. It just has brought a lot of joy into my life. I'm being stared at. I wonder what he's thinking. I wonder if he knows that I'm talking about him because I guess I keep saying his name. Guinness! Lady! They didn't move. It's exciting to see them explore and to see them get excited about things. And it was such a cool thing, really understanding that they do have their own personalities and that they're these sentient beings that have feelings and have personality and emotion, and they each have their little quirks. And I just love animals so much. And I think a month after getting them, I just bawled my eyes out, being like, they have feelings and they have needs and emotions and everything. And I don't know, this is amazing. It's magical. And I get to live with them. I'm part of their little cat tribe. Pack. I forget what that's called. Anyway, if you have pets, you totally get what this episode is about. And I'm just having a hard day. So I just, when I have a hard day, my cats are a good go-to comfort. So I hope you don't mind that I just spent 10 minutes talking about them, because that's what I needed to do today. If you have a pet, go and show them you love them. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.